inside of Fuel, GameForge, and the Speakeasy, as well as some other really cool stuff we got going on. So let's talk about Fuel. The boys took this week off, so there was a less than normal input/output for us, but the boys will be back this week. I will be getting back into doing reps, taking data and showing you how to apply that to training and get your players better. So my new rep video will be out tomorrow. Gareth will be back on Wednesday dropping more information on learning, training, and performance. And then Mark will be back Friday doing his most interesting graph, data science in the world. Plus, inside of Fuel, don't forget to go back through the archives. We have over 4 years of videos, well over 500, 600 videos in the system. So if you're a Fuel member, make sure that you go back through the archives. There's a lot of really good videos in there. I forgot to say, coffee-wise, I'm actually drinking Pete's pumpkin. My wife is into the pumpkin stuff, so we got pumpkin coffee. But I like Pete's. Just not the biggest pumpkin fan. But anyways, so that's what we're doing inside of Fuel, so make sure you check that out. And there's also tons and tons of videos, again, that I'm producing off the course, whiskey and golf, so make sure you find those if you're bored and having trouble sleeping at night. All right, so now what we're going to talk about is inside of GameForge. Big releases. I hope you've been inside the system. We broke Scramble out into its own section. We're giving you highs and lows, and we're actually building a dashboard right now that's going to show you strengths and weaknesses and basically where to go focus in on. The one thing we get for most players is just tell me the one thing I need to go work on today. Well, that's coming. But right now you can see where it's coming from with the approach graphs, with the putting graphs, with the short game graphs. There's soon to be an off the tee graph. Once you start to see all these pieces, it's going to be blatantly obvious as to know where you need to go work and what sections are holding you back the most. So really be paying attention to that. Like I said, that will be happening here in the next couple days. Also inside of GameForge and Fuel and Speakeasy, the Speakeasy this week is just me answering questions on Thursdays and kind of finishing up the scotch section. So we talk about the scotches. We did a tasting. We talked about what makes a scotch, and then we talked about the five regions. And then this week we'll close that out. And then the following Thursday, it's getting into American whiskeys. We're going to talk bourbons, rye, good stuff. So that's kind of Speakeasy side. Questions I've gotten inside of GameForge. Gotten a bunch, again, with the colleges running right now, we're getting inundated with questions. I think the one question I get from most players, it's not as prevalent as it used to be, but it's still an old traditional thought of what it takes to be able to score on par fives. Inside of GameForge, we have something called go for it's. How often do you actually go for the green? And when you go for the green, that's when you intentionally hit the ball down as far as you can within 50 yards of the green. That's how we designate a go for it. So if you lay up at 40 yards, that's not a go for it because we're not pushing the ball as close to the green as possible. The math is pretty simple on this, and this is why it's so important to go for it. On a par 5, if you could go for the green and you choose to lay up, you make it a par 5. You basically average 4.9 and some change. So you birdie every once in a while, kind of like a par 4. If you go for it, or if you could go for it and you go for it and you miss the green, you average kind of about 4.6-ish, 4.7, right in that ballpark. So you're birdieing it a good amount of the time. Go for it. That means my short game has to be able to get it up and down and be able to hit it close, make a putt that way. And then the final one we have is if you could go for it and you go for it and you hit the green, it averages about just over 4. So what does that mean? That means you almost a guaranteed birdie over time, right? On occasions, you'll three-putt it. But again, if you go for it, basically, and you hit the green, the likelihood of making birdie is really, really high. So if you really think about scoring in golf, par threes, you're doing your dang hardest to kind of break even. Par fours are going to fluctuate. You're going to be some above, some below. Par fives are really your separator. So if you are come up with a game plan where you refuse to go after par fives or short par fours, short par fours play about the same. It's a little bit higher in scoring, but short par fours are about the same. So if you really go after it, again, you the scoring is on the positive side. So if you really have an aggressive mindset on that and the ability to do it, your chances of scoring and making birdie or offense is really good. If you choose to lay back, you're going to make pars. The problem with pars don't win. Any event on earth, you need to find birdies, because we are going to make bogeys. We're going to make other scores. We've got to find birdies. So if you are of a mindset of laying up to my favorite yardage, the chances of you birding from 90, 100, 150 yards out on a par 5, again, you've made it into a par 4, so the likelihood is very slim. So therefore, you can't have that mindset, right? We've got to learn. So you got to learn to hit 3 woods. You've got to learn to hit long irons. We've got to learn where I can hit, what pins I can attack on greens, which pins I can't. What conditions do I not hit after? And inside of Gay Forge, if you go watch our par 5 video, I mean, that's worth the $9.99 right there. If you just go watch that one video, and we'll reshape everything that you believe in par 5 scoring. Like I said, that's well worth it. But again, so to me, par 5 scoring, I can't say enough, is the biggest game changer inside of offense. Because, you know, one of my favorite stats, and people don't ever talk about, if you hit a green in regulation, you hear 5% dispersion, right? 5% is kind of, when you hit the green in regulation, 5% is kind of the standard. That's what we average from the pin. So at what distance, at 5%, do you average 8 feet? 40 yards, right? So if I can hit it within 40 yards, if I can hit, you know, 5% kind of a good green in regulation, that puts me at 8 feet. At 8 feet, now I'm looking at, you know, depending on my level, we'll just say like an elite player, tour player, you're looking at anywhere from 70 to 75% conversion rate. So I'm making 3 out of 4 birdies every time I hit it within 8 feet on par 5s. Kind of obvious where we make our birdies from, right? What are our blackjack percentages when we get outside of 50 yards? It tumbles quickly. It goes in the 20s, 20 percentile, down to almost nothing by about 110 yards. Becomes single digits, like doesn't happen very often. So my ability to hit a piece, to hit it inside of 8 feet blackjack for birdie, is my ability to hit it within 50 yards. That's why par 5 scoring and go forwards are so important. All right, enough about that. Golf talk. Couple of cool things coming up. December 1, 2, 3, we're going to do a speakeasy golf weekend here in Charlottesville, Virginia. Birdwood Golf Course is hosting us. The Virginia Distilling Company is going to allow us to do a private tasting after hours, tour and tasting, and we'll be taking home a bottle. I'm working right now with Blind Barrels. We're going to have blind barrels for everybody in the golf event. So you'll have your own 4-pack sampler to take home with you. We're going to have tons of different samples, and we're going to have tons of whiskey giveaways, bottles everywhere. We're going to be celebrating Virginia. We'll be celebrating American whiskeys as well, but we'll be celebrating Virginia. You can see the whiskeys here that we'll be showing off. So that, and we'll also be, Gareth McShay's coming over from England, and from Ireland, and I'm going to Ireland late October, so I'm going to bring some special bottles back to give away as well. So basically, if you want to play some golf with us, drink some whiskey with us, December 1, 2, 3 is the time to do it. We'll be in Charlottesville, Virginia. We'll golf school on Friday, whiskey tasting Friday night, golf on Saturday, special tour Saturday night, Sunday golf, a lot of golf, and then some whiskey giveaways is what the whole week looks like. So if that's an interest to you, let me know. You can text me, DM me. I'd love for you to come out. We're going to do 2-person teams because drinking and playing golf is so much more fun with a friend. So make sure you bring your best friend with you, or at least a friend you can stand to drink whiskey and play golf with, and come and join us. DM me if you have questions or if you need to know any more information. And I appreciate your time this morning. Lots going on in this world, and it's fun. I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of you out on the golf course. Thank you so much.
This has been a Fuel production.